This is an edited down version of an interview I conducted with Alex White on April 15th, 2020.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Let's start off just by saying your name, where you work, and what you do.
My name is Alex White, and I'm a nurse in the medical surgical ICU at Piedmont Athens Regional.
So talk about your day-to-day right now. What is that like?
I work the night shift, and it's pretty variable. Day-to-day, it's you don't know what you're going to be walking into. For the medical surgical ICU specifically, we've pretty much converted into caring for COVID patients right now. We have a couple of floors in the hospital who are caring for COVID patients as well. And it's a pretty different regimen than what we normally do, especially around wearing PPE.
How long have you been a nurse?
For about 10 years.
And what are you feeling every day before you go into work?
It's shifted quite a bit. And at first, you know, with the anticipation of things, there was a lot of anxiety. I was feeling some anxiety, definitely my coworkers. Now that we're into it, we're figuring things out. You know, I think we're figuring out good routines with the PPE and, you know, routines for patient care. You know, the physicians are figuring out how to take care of these patients, what the course of the disease tends to look like, and what to expect in terms of sequelae and whatnot.
Do you have a family that you're coming home to every day, or do you live alone? What's that situation like?
I have a wife and daughter. We're still staying in the same house, but I've moved into our guest room. I have my own bathroom, so I'm like semi self-isolated from them.
And has that been difficult?
Yeah. Yeah, that's been the hardest part.
So do you feel supported over at Piedmont? Do you and your colleagues feel overworked at all? Or like what is the atmosphere over there?
In general, I feel really supported. I feel like our management in the ICU has been on overdrive, trying to take care of things, make sure we have what we need. There are a lot of dynamics in play. All of the supplies, ventilators, PPE, drugs, there's been a massive uptick in the demand for all of those things everywhere. We are certainly aware of the situation with PPE, and so we're being as conservative and judicious with its use as we can. So, you know, I don't know what it's going to be like in 2 or 3 weeks, but so far it's been pretty good.
So are there ways that you and your colleagues are helping each other out or supporting each other or caring for each other during all of this?
You know, the PPE has shifted things a little bit, but in terms of the way we work together and our teamwork and everything, I feel like it's stronger than ever. A lot of people are, you know, picking up shifts as needed, and just in the day-to-day rhythm, the teamwork is stronger than it's ever been.
Although Athens might have done a really good job of kind of putting in the regulations in place to help limit the virus here, counties surrounding us, many of them didn't necessarily do the same as early. People are worried that we're going to have some kind of overflow at our hospitals. What do you think about that based on what you're seeing every day?
I would agree with that assessment.
In general, do you think that we're prepared for that?
Yeah, in as best we can. I mean, we have a surge plan in place that's, you know, also another source of anxiety for people. I think one of the issues is that the people that we're getting are very sick and they're staying for a while. If there is a real surge, that's where I see it being problematic, is that we would need to expand our capacity.
So when you're taking care of these patients, how do you try and make them feel better?
So one of the biggest things now is visitation policy has changed. And so we don't, you know, visitors are not allowed. That's been one of the hardest parts. I think for patients, oftentimes it's a family member or, you know, someone close to them is talking to them. You can see a response that's not happening right now. There's no, you know, family members are not there. So we've shifted definitely trying to be more accommodating in terms of updates by phone and really trying to keep family in the loop.
So what's something that you would want the Athens community to know about what you guys are experiencing?
I think as time goes on, it's going to be really tempting to try to get things back to normal as quickly as possible. The more of a shift there is to an understanding that there's not going to be going back to normal, I don't think. There's a pre-COVID and a post-COVID. You know, a lot of these bigger systemic questions, this event has kind of forced our hand. You know, if those things can be evaluated from a sensible perspective, I feel like that's going to be a positive consequence.
Has this situation changed your perspective on your job at all?
Yeah, I suppose a little bit. The ICU, the intensive care unit, that when that place does what it's supposed to do, it's caring for someone who's very sick and helping them through that. It's a very satisfying thing to be a part of, because to see someone who is, you know, that sick, who's paralyzed and prone, to get through that and then recover. And we've had some really great success stories. That's really satisfying.
In terms of tests, does Piedmont, do you guys have access to enough tests?
My understanding is that we have sufficient tests for now for, you know, for who we're testing, which is inpatients with symptoms that warrant testing. I think it's a constant issue. We're currently, at the moment, we're keeping in supply.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.